U.S.-born Olympic skier who competed for Red China gets Sports Illustrated cover. By Warner Todd Houston on May 14, 2025. Eileen Gu, the freestyle skier often called Genocide Barbie during the 2022 Olympics, has been handed another high-profile honor by appearing on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue this year. Gu, born in the United States but chose to join China's Olympic team, became the youngest freestyle skiing champion during the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, and then became the number two top female athlete in earnings with $22.1 million a year, according to Newsweek. This year, the accolades continue as she has been handed a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue photo shoot. Free skiing is a very male-dominated sport. I think the first time that I had girls on my team, I was around 14 or 15. So I definitely felt as though I stuck out a little bit, Gu says in her Sports Illustrated entry. During the 2022 Olympics, Gu won gold for China in the big air and halfpipe events and a silver medal in slopestyle. She is also preparing to compete on Team Red China once again in the upcoming 2026 Games. Gu caused eyebrows to raise when she decided to turn her back on America in 2022 and instead compete for Communist China. But she made matters worse for herself when she refused to address the many human rights abuses in her newly chosen country, and thereby earned the nickname Genocide Barbie. Even liberal HBO comedian Bill Maher was shocked and disgusted and criticized Gu for choosing the world's biggest human rights abuser to compete for. Is that cool now? To choose to represent a totalitarian police state over America? He said of Gu's decision. Indeed, Gu has gone all in for Chinese totalitarianism and was even seen on her social media celebrating and justifying China's massive censorship policies. And in another case, she falsely claimed that Chinese citizens have internet freedom. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.